Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Omohau Jehova, otletse Mosa, siyaphila bazalwane kungenxa yalo Mosa. Bosi Khatebe uthi oh mohau wa modimo itike ngiphinde ngindlule ngala bese ngiyabuya no Pastor Sean Sithari ezo sithulela izwi emveni kwakhe uzongena no Elder Millie.
Join Dwayne Van Rensburg in the program Filling the Gap every Monday night at 7, where we aim to bridge the gap between young and old by promoting dialogue. Let's talk about the issues that matter in Filling the Gap on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings to you, Mama Nhlapho, and your beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit. Let me take this opportunity and thank you so much for yet again giving me the opportunity to stand before you and your greatness and your beautiful listeners. I greet you all in the mighty name of God. I greet you all in the mighty name of the Son, and I greet you all in the mighty name of living Holy Spirit. Mama Nhlapho, Hamoto, Abua, about this Trinity, pelo yaka e tlala le thabo, pelo yaka e tlala le rato. Not long ago ke ne ke se ke re le mo sena sa 2024 ha ka mpasa fela ke re aw le mo sa 2024 I can't wait hore o fela neng. Somebody are you are only 14 days kare, but Hake monkey atseba, rebangata, who already feels like, many of people, they are already tired, Mama Nhlapho, kesili mosina. Almost entire, se feraning, ilikona se alang. But I'm here today to give you few words, taking an ahoba. When you will just walk with them, they will give you some courage. They will give you spiritual upliftment. They will give you that moral support, that moral upliftment. Mama Nhlapho, I think it is important sometimes really ke ho tlisisa the power of the word and the power behind the word with God of salvation. Jesus Christ was using mostly when he was teaching people about the word of God. Mama Nhlapho, ke kopa re bukenya John 14 from verse 21. One can read it at home from 19, but I'll just take it from 21. In that day you will know that I am in my Father. You are in me, and I am in you. Motho, mantswana wa Nhlapho already is a moral support, is a spiritual upliftment, is a word of hope spoken by the man who knows all the secrets of heaven, who is in all times, at all times, in all different situations, doing level of his best to open up our eyes and give us hope in all phases of life. I want to give somebody who is already tired about this year, who is already tired about his or her own life, hore there is hope. Tshepo e dula e le teng. But when I just find a way to speak life, using the word of God to change times and situations that you find yourselves in. The one who has my command and keep them is the one who loves me, and the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I also will love him or her and they will I'll relieve or reveal myself to them. You listener at home, when you are just about to lose hope, I'm still coming back to you with these beautiful words. And then I am also want to always remember Philippians 4 verse 14, when it's verse 4, when it says that God has created the special day for you. I want you all the times to remember that God loves you. God loves you so much. Jesus Christ, he loves you. He's not even ashamed of making a point that when you just take this weight, when you run with the weight and listen to his weight and live by his weight, you will see life. You will see love. All I'm saying, Uri, if God loves you and if Jesus gives you guaranteed, spiritually guaranteed, physically guaranteed, moral support, Yahori. How nrata kita orat? God is just besides that all, Maman Sapo. He is love himself. Kili rato Jesu. Now, I want you, Golaping. There's a people I know somebody, Maman Sapo, who has already given up. Who has already given up. But I know that there are many of people, there are many of us who has already given up. Just some will say, but already they have given up. But I say to you, please take this John 14, verse 21 and 19, 20, 21, and build a foundation of hope with this. Build a foundation of hope with this weight. Build a well of hope with this weight. When you are thirsty, just put yourself into this well. Make a point, make a meeting point with the living weight of God. Make a living point with Holy Spirit. Make a living point with God through prayer. Through his sweet, through his sweet. For he is giving 110% guarantee that I will love you. In fact, I loved you before you were even born. My word to you, my brother, my sister. Yes, you are the one who knows the pain you're going through. You are the one, my sister, who knows the pain you're going through. But I want to guarantee and assure you, no matter how big you think that pain it is, there is hope. And that hope is love of God. That hope is love of Holy Spirit. That hope is love of Jesus Christ. He even coming to you today and he says to you, just take my word. Love me. I will love you. I will protect you. I will walk the journey with you. Jekupa, okonje le mosena. Osete sile mosa haule mudimu. Take this year. Make a point that you take this year. You dedicate this year for you loving God. Take a risk. If you hate God, just take a risk. If you don't trust him, it's fine. Take a risk this year and make him your ruler. Make him your leader. Make him your senior. Make him your spiritual guide. Make him your moral support. Make him your financial advisor. Make God, make Jesus, make Holy Spirit a leader, a guider. Make him a source of your life. Just make him this year a source of your guide. Make him the foundation. Make him the well where when you're thirsty, you will just quench your thirst through. Make him your shelter. Trust him. No matter how big winds will come, storms and all those kinds, just for this year alone. Put him first and see if you'll be disappointed. And just see if you'll be hated. I guarantee you, he loves you. John 14, verse 19, 21. It guarantees, if you take the weight of God, if you take the weight of God, if you allow Holy Spirit to dwell in your life, if you allow God to be part of your life, all your pain, your sorrow will be things of the past. There is still hope. Jesus, he loves you. Jesus, he is there for you. He is here for me. Mama Nhlapho, I'm going to read the verse quickly again. John 14, 19. Let me start here. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. The one who has my commandment, my word, and keep them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me, I love him. And Jesus makes sure that God loves you back, for he loves you. So now you are protected, you are loved, and catered. May God bless you all in the mighty, living, powerful, holy name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, and be granted love and peace and joy. There is hope. Let's go forward. God bless you all. Amen and amen and amen.
Tapelo ya musiami inono file go dira tse digolo fa ile ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswela go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.